You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from the Hollywood Reporter, a biopic chronicling the early life of legendary rock star Billy Joel is in the works, though the Piano Man himself is not affiliated with the project at all.
How can you make a movie about somebody who's not involved in the project?
And he is calling out the film as both legally and professionally misguided. In fact, if I understand correctly, none of his music actually appears in the film.
That is correct. Not a single second.
He wouldn't be allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
He would have to give permission for that, wouldn't he?
John Ottman, who edited the recently released Michael, is now directing Billy and Me, and Adam Ripp is writing the screenplay. For the project, Ottman and Ripp secured the life rights of Billy Joel's former manager.
Not the same.
Irwin Mazur. As well as John Small, a longtime fan of Joel's. But as a rep for Joel says, the singer has been in touch with the filmmakers for several years to confirm that they do not have his rights for the picture.
They're basically telling the story of the manager that happens to include Billy Joel.
Do you own the rights to your own life story?
My gosh, obviously, Billy Joel, and thank God for it, is still alive. That's the other thing. Like, I wonder after you're dead, they can say anything, right? Like the Queen biopic. Okay, Freddie Mercury's not here to dispute.
The other three members are.
But the other three members were. We just had a Bob Dylan biopic.
He's still alive.
Was he, did he applaud?
I have no idea.
That performance?
I have no idea.
I didn't watch it.
Johnny Cash was not alive when Walk the Line came out.
Oh, such a good movie.
Obviously, Lincoln was not alive when Lincoln came out.
There's a big one.
Man,
I don't know how I feel about this.
Really?
It's a common colloquialism.
I don't know how I feel about this. I'd be ticked off if I was Billy Joel. Because they're going to profit off of his name and likeness. What are they calling it, Piano Man?
Billy and Me.
Okay, so that's how they're getting around it. Billy and Me, they're saying, well, this isn't really Billy Joel's story.
It's
sort of
story.
Through the eyes of this adjacent person. I bet that's how they're getting around it.
Of course it is.
Now, the individual themselves not authorizing it kind of makes it more intriguing, does it not?
Well, that's always what they say about the salacious tell-all book.
Because why are you so adamant that this story not be told? Granted, it's your life. You have a right to say that I don't want it to be told.
But you have zero control over how they're telling it or what liberties they're taking or what. And we don't know what his relationship is like with this manager. I'm guessing he doesn't have one.
It's not good anymore.
Not good.
He's not
wasn't Billy Joel also one of the ones that got bilked out of however many millions early on by someone who was managing his money? I'm not saying it was this guy.
I don't recall that.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't recall. But, I mean, there are movies made about famous people all the time.
But most some of them
living,
are dead.
Some.
Billy Joel lost an estimated $30 million in the late 1980s at the height of his success, Scott.
We didn't start the fire.
To his former manager and ex-brother-in-law, Frank Weber.
This manager
is Ottman.
Okay.
Did not manage him at all throughout his Billy Joel career.
What else is there?
He was in a couple of bands prior to becoming Billy Joel.
Yeah, this is about his early professional music career.
Like 16 to, I don't know, 28 or something.
By the way, the guy who's working on this movie not only did Michael, but was also an editor for Bohemian Rhapsody.
So now they're like, all right, give me another artist.
Yeah.
Who else can we do?
They told the story of Michael Jordan without Michael Jordan.
In what movie?
Air. It was kind
That's
of about
right.
the shoe deal, but it was also about Michael Jordan and his life.
It was about the two guys. And by the way, if you've ever seen Air, which is a great movie, you never see Michael Jordan's face. The guy who plays Michael Jordan in the movie, he's always shot from behind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that's because...
Well, it would have to be.
Why?
Well, or they would have shown him.
My guess is it was one of two things. Number one, the mystery of...
Yeah.
You know, that's Michael Jordan or whatever. We know who that is. Or B, the people who put together that movie. And isn't it Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in that movie?
I believe so, yeah.
I've never seen it. I need to see it.
I do, too.
And the other reason would be that maybe they feared if we...
They might be sued.
Might be sued by Michael Jordan, yeah. If we pretend that somebody is Michael Jordan and he's going to take us to court.
It's no secret that Billy Joel had a bit of a checkered past.
Oh, I don't think I'd say checkered.
DUI. I mean, he wasn't... His slate was not clean.
I didn't know about the DUI, but I don't know many. I don't know that there are many rockers whose slate is clean.
I mean, Elton John in Rocket Man, I'm assuming he signed off on that.
Heavy addiction.
But the very end of that movie is him with wings on.
Walking into rehab.
Coming out of a concert, walking into an AA meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. He did not get a DUI.
He did crash
his car in East Hampton, was airlifted to a hospital.
No, yeah, I was going to say, I think Billy Joel is one of the cleaner, honestly.
Maybe. Why not just participate in the movie?
Why?
Why not?
Tell
your side of the story.
Why?
So that somebody else doesn't get to tell your story for you.
That's a trap, and you know it. That's what they say when someone is writing a tell-all book. You can either cooperate or I'll just fill in some blanks. It's an absolute trap.
Would you participate in a movie about the story of Dana Wright?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
I remember when I got out of rehab in October of 2023, I got an email from a reporter at the Kansas City Star.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that day, if I didn't call him, he was going to tell my story for me. And I called him right before the show that day, my first day back. I went back to the back office, and I don't even remember who wrote the story. And I called him, and I said, you reached out. I want to tell my side of the story.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay.
This is different because you know this. In Hollywood, it could be based on a true story. It could be inspired by real events. We've seen lawsuits all over the place over those words, inspired by true events, and then the person that is chronicled in Name Your Movie or Show says, the hell, that's not how that happened. What are you talking about?
But you know this as well as anybody. We've been in this business a long time. If Billy Joel were to sue the makers of this movie for defamation, he would have to prove malice, that they completely mistold the story to hurt him. And because when you're famous, there's a different bar. You know this. There's a different bar.
Yes. I don't know. I think most of the biopics of late that have been successful, I guess there was a Springsteen one, have chronicled people that were either on board with it or who are no longer here.
Right. And by saying that, no longer able to sue.
Correct.
So if I was the producer of this movie, the opening line before anything starts.
Billy Joel had nothing to do with this.
Inspired by real events.
Sort of.
And I would kind of.
In the memory of one guy who doesn't even talk to Billy Joel anymore.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.